After Chasuble Dean recall, George Gascon will be walking the same plank, critics say. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2022. Opponents of Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon warned Tuesday evening that he will soon be walking the same plank as San Francisco District Attorney Chasuble Dean, who was recalled by voters by a wide margin. Bodine, who was recalled by a 60% to 40% margin as of Wednesday morning's latest vote count, is Gascon's ideological ally. In fact, Gascon, funded by left-wing billionaire George Soros in the 2020 election, donated $100,000 to Bodine from his Political Action Committee. The campaign to recall Gascon, which as of last week had reached 500,000 of the necessary 566,857 petition signatures necessary to force a recall election, issued a statement following Bodine's recall Tuesday evening. Tonight showed that voters from every community and every walk of life, regardless of political ideology, are rejecting pro-criminal policies that are masked as criminal justice reform. George Gascon and Chasuble Dean's failed social experiments have destroyed communities while doing nothing to meaningfully reform the system. If LA County voters sign and return their recall petitions, Gascon will be walking the same plank in the very near future. Bodine was elected in 2019 to replace Gascon, who was elected DA in Los Angeles in 2020. Like Gascon, he came into office vowing to pursue criminal justice reform, to end cash bail, to stop sentence enhancements for grievous crimes, and to stop prosecuting petty crimes. And like Gascon, he has presided over a crime wave. Gascon took office in San Francisco after the departure of DA Kamala Harris, who was elected California Attorney General in 2012, went on to the U.S. Senate in 2016, and became Vice President of the United States last year. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.